Do you feel trapped and alone today? It is a lie. No matter how you feel right now, here is what is real. God still loves you, and He has only good things planned for you. My fellow believers, I know what it's like to sometimes have feelings go totally against what is true. Perhaps you feel all alone. Perhaps you feel trapped. Perhaps you feel like there's no hope. But there is hope. There is hope. Just return to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Look to Him and realize that He is still the same. He is still with you. He is still in you. When you know Jesus personally, He lives in your heart. And you can know without a doubt that He still loves you. Let's get back into the focus on God's word. Take God's word for it. Quote, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Wow, isn't that encouraging? In the preceding passage from Psalm 32, 8 through 10, we see amazing truth. God's love never leaves us. In fact, we're surrounded by His steadfast love. Almighty God, the creator of all creation, is watching and counseling us. Isn't that profound? Don't make it too hard, my friend. When the going gets tough, remember that Jesus is more than enough. And I'm not just saying that because it rhymes. I'm saying it because it's true. We simply need to trust God more than our feelings. Only in Him do we really win, and that will never change. Only in Him do our hopes never dim. We can then take the final verse in Psalm 32, which I read from a little bit ago. We can take the final verse in Psalm 32 to heart. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous. Be glad in the Lord. And rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy. Shout for joy, all you upright in heart. I feel better already. You know, a person just goes through all kinds of things during a week, stress and all kinds of different things you have to pray through and get done. And then when you just stop and think about the Lord and remember that He never changes, that we can always be glad in Him. We can always rejoice in Him because, again, He never changes. He never leaves us. We always have the true source of true joy, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank You so much for loving us. Thank You for being with us. Thank You for never forsaking us. Thank You for being willing to counsel us and to watch us so closely and with such love and for surrounding us with Your steadfast love. Lord, I just pray right now that the hurting hearts that are listening right now, that You would touch them where it hurts and heal them and encourage them in You. Help us all to keep our eyes on You and not on our surroundings, but keep our eyes on You and remember that Your love surrounds us. Help us to be Your tools of love. Help us to share your truth with love with others this week. Help us to love You with all our hearts, all our souls, all our minds, all our strength. And help us to love our neighbors totally, authentically. We know we can only do that through you. Please fill and refresh us and use us, O Lord. We rejoice in you today. And Lord Jesus, I just pray right now that you would make yourself known to those who are seeking you at this moment, that you would just help them to sense your presence. We know you are with us. Help them to sense your presence in a special way. And I pray with those who have not yet received you to do that right now. Lord Jesus, please come into our hearts. Cleanse us from all our sin. We repent of sin. We hate sin. But we love you. And we ask that you would just cleanse us and fill us and save us to the utmost, that we would be your tools, that you would be our Savior and Lord, and that we would hold nothing back right now. We just give everything to you and ask for your will in every way. Just rule us and use us, O Lord, we pray. We love you and worship you. And we pray for all of the prayer requests sent to Praying Pals, that you would just have your will, that your best would happen for each prayer request. We worship you and we love you, Lord. Help us to love you more. Thank you for your love, your steadfast love, which surrounds us. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Our reality is, the truth is, that we have the best news ever. The good news, the gospel. Let's remember to share the good news because it is too good not to share. And this week, on a personal level, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus in your prayers for never leaving and always loving you. Again, you can always send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate you, and I thank you for praying with us. And remember that to thank the station and let them know that you do appreciate this program because they are so kind to air it. God bless each of you today at church and outside of church. May you sense Jesus' presence, and may we all just rejoice in the Lord himself.